The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
To see you.
Don't kiss me. Now, don't kiss me. I'm just filthy from the train.
Oh, you are not. Here, give me your suitcase.
Now, how's the family?
Oh, fine, with the exception of your sister, who is acting up.
Effie? Well, what's the matter?
Oh, well, I'm joking, really, but I want to brief you on this before we get out to the house. Come on, here, we'll just cut down to the end of the platform and then cut
over. Tell me, what is the matter with Effie?
No, don't get alarmed, Aunt Martha. It's nothing serious. In fact, kind of silly, if you ask me. We just hope that you'd talk to her and make her see how silly it is. Come on, here, this way. Watch it.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear Effie has done something silly. She's been doing silly things all her life.
Well, it isn't anything she's done exactly. But she has to send in some official record on her birth to get a passport. You know, a birth certificate or something like that.
Oh, well, our birth records were all lost when the courthouse burned down in Wakayoga years ago.
Yes, I know. She said that. And she has no baptismal certificate either. The point is that she can have a relative, a parent, a brother, a sister, sign an affidavit testifying to the place and date of her birth, which she refuses to do. I mean, she doesn't think it's any business of the government how old she is. Oh, Aunt Martha, you know as well as
I do.
Well,
I must say, I don't think it's any business of the government either.
Oh, you...
Is that why you all asked me over for the weekend?
Well, no, Aunt Martha. I mean, we wanted to see you, naturally. I'm just mentioning this because, well, I thought you might say something. Look, she can't go to Europe if she doesn't have a passport.
Well, I'm not going to stir up trouble. Effie's age is her own business, just as my age is my own business. Now, let's get out to the house. I always like a bath after I've been traveling on a train.
Going to the beach soon? Here's a CBS radio reminder of a few of the things you'll need. Suntan lotion is a must, unless you're already well-bronzed. Insect repellent to keep the flies, mosquitoes, and ants away. Beach towels to ward off chills. And for entertainment and news, a portable radio tuned right here. And now, beach safety hints. Don't stay in the hot sun too long. Don't swim in deep water alone. And don't go in swimming too soon after eating. Oh, yes, and don't forget your bathing suit. One more thought. Listen to this carefully.
And now, Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters as Granny Frickard on the telephone.
Hello, Granny.
Yes, Sam, I want to thank you for that Bridgeport slug-a-bug. The grandchildren are just having a ball playing a new game called Kill. They're killing the mosquitoes and the flies and the gnats. It's so much fun for slug-a-bugs.
That's right. Bridgeport slug-a-bug is fast and safe. Safe to use near children, food, and pets. Remember, bugs can't get away from a Bridgeport spray.
Honestly, these baked potatoes aren't done yet.
Oh, well, that's all right. Aunt Martha's upstairs taking a bath.
Yes, I know. She is so funny.
You know, she was on that practically new train for 40 minutes. How dirty can you get?
Oh, you know, Aunt Martha. Well, come on in the living room. We might as well sit down. Where's Aunt Effie?
Oh, she went upstairs with Aunt Martha.
I expect they're discussing the matter.
Oh, no, they're not. Aunt Martha said if Aunt Effie didn't want to tell anybody her age, she wasn't going to sign any affidavit. She said just the same thing my mother did.
How old do you think Aunt Effie is?
Oh, golly, I don't know. In her 60s somewhere, I guess. I think the three girls came right in a row. Aunt Effie, then Aunt Martha, then Mother.
When I tried to talk to Aunt Effie again today, and she just kept saying, I shall simply tell the government the courthouse burned down, so I have no birth record.
Yeah, I think we better drop the subject. Aunt Martha got very insulted when she thought that was the only reason that we'd asked her over for the weekend.
Well, even so, I think you better make one last effort to impress on Aunt Effie that she will not get a passport without some proof of her birth.
I'm telling you, it's like talking to a stone wall,
well,
both of them.
So I think you better go. Here they come.
I had to come to the bath powder you gave me for Christmas, and she just loves it.
I should say so.
And you can make a note of it, Effie. Hmm? You're always saying that I never tell you what I'd like for Christmas.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you, Martha.
Well, I certainly feel better having a bath and freshening up after that train ride.
I'm afraid dinner's not quite ready. The baked potatoes are still as hard as rock.
Shall I go and turn the oven up?
No, I did, Aunt Effie.
Well, now, where's Betsy? I peeked in and saw the baby.
Oh, Betsy's outside somewhere. Now, if the weather's warm, it's hard to get her in the house, you know.
Now, Aunt Effie, Aunt Martha, look, I am going to make one last effort to impress on you the necessity of submitting some record of your birth to get a passport.
But I'm going to stay completely out of this.
Aunt Martha, how can you stay completely out of it? Do you want your sister to be done out of a trip to Europe just because she's so darn silly
Effie's
about...
Effie's age is Effie's own business. And frankly, I can't see what difference it makes what age you are just because you want to take a trip to Europe.
That is not the point.
Well, it seems to me the point. Mm. That's what the government is asking.
But, Aunt Martha, they don't care what age
well,
she is.
Well, then why are they asking?
That's exactly what I thought.
All right, now, look, let's all calm down here. When you send in your passport application along with your birth record, it goes to the State Department in Washington, D.C., perfect strangers, mind you. Perfect strangers. People who will never know or never see simply file the information and issue you a passport. Don't you understand that?
Yes.
Well, then what's the problem? May I ask why you two are exchanging such significant looks?
I'm sure Effie is thinking the same thing I am.
Oh, yes.
Well, what is that?
Frank Haggerty's boy works in Washington.
Well, who's Frank Haggerty?
He has a lumber yard in Dodge Center.
So?
So his son has a job in Washington.
So?
So if he snoops around and finds out how old I am, he'll write back to his folks, and Mrs. Haggerty is the worst gossip in town.
Well, she's just terrible. I wouldn't tell Amy Haggerty the time of day.
Oh, for Pete's sake. How could this Haggerty boy possibly say, I mean... Does he work for the State Department?
Well, he certainly works for the government in one of those big buildings. They all look alike.
Oh, just...
Now I've heard everything.
Aunt Effie, now really, I'm sure that it's impossible.
Not only that, but Mabel Archimus, back home, is a second cousin to some senator. And to hear Mabel tell it, he knows everybody in Washington. So I guess it wouldn't be any trouble for him to find out...
Aunt Effie, now really... Be reasonable. Don't you think a senator has more to do in Washington than to go chasing around trying to find out how old you are?
No, I don't.
Besides, I don't think they'd even tell him. I'm sure that this information is confidential. I am positive, Aunt Effie, I am positive that you may consider your age a state secret.
Well, you don't know Mabel Otterness. When she wants to find out something...
Now look, Aunt Effie, do you want to go to Europe?
Yes. But I don't see anything wrong in just explaining to the government that the courthouse with the record burned down years ago, and I'm very sorry about it, but they will just have to take my word for it.
Oh, now look, Anna, please stop saying that, will you? They are not going to take your word for it.
Well, they don't have to take my word for it. I can go through the trunks back home and find a picture of the courthouse burning. You saved that newspaper, remember, Martha?
Well, yes, I think it's there.
All right, now look, I am going to say this just once more, and that is all. Since you have no birth certificate, you have no baptismal certificate, unless you have an affidavit from one of your relatives testifying to your place and your date of birth, you will get no passport and you will not go to Europe. The government has rules and regulations, whether you approve or not. Nobody in the State Department cares how old you are.
No.
But they are required by law to file that information before issuing a passport. All right, I've said it, and that's the last time I'm going
to
say it.
Well, maybe it's just as well if you don't go to Europe, Effie. I was thinking it over again and talking to the family again, and they still feel that you are very, very foolish to spend what little savings you have from what Father left and get off on a wild goose chase to Europe.
I don't care what the family thinks, Martha. I'm going to Europe. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You can't take it with you, and I'm going to have some fun out of life before I kick the bucket.
Really, Effie? Well, I don't know where you pick up expressions like that.
Oh, Aunt Martha, she's only joking.
Well, if you weren't so tight for the money Father left you, Martha, you'd have more fun out of life, too. You've always been such a stick in the mud about everything.
Well, I trust I use some common sense.
No.
And since none of the family approves of this trip you're taking, Effie, I doubt if any of them will sign an affidavit.
Oh, now, come on, Aunt Martha.
Oh, yes, Aunt Effie. Aunt Effie didn't mean to hurt your feelings. She was only...
It doesn't matter whether any of the family sign an affidavit or not. I don't need an affidavit.
Oh, let's not start that again.
Oh, no. I mean, I have proof of my birth and my baptism.
You have?
I do.
Where?
Yes.
Why didn't you say so?
Yes. Well, I don't have it, but Martha does. Don't you, Martha?
Well, it's possible that he might have some old records, yes, but I'd rather not discuss this publicly, Effie.
All right, you two may have my den for your summit conference.
Thank you. Come along, Martha. Now, what could that all be about?
Who knows? Who knows? I just trust Aunt Effie wins.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. The station to which you're listening right now is an affiliate of the CBS Radio Network. Now, that fact makes several important differences in the kind of radio service you receive whenever your dial is set right here. Take the matter of news. Over this station, you hear frequent reports gathered by the foremost broadcast news organization, CBS News. Reports supplemented by perceptive commentary of experts. In addition, this station provides you with late local news so that you may keep up with what's happening in your community. You hear top dramatic programs and music to fit your every mood. In addition, this station provides you with local entertainment plus the cream of today's crop of top songs. Such well-balanced, highly listenable broadcast fare can come to you only through teamwork. Teamwork made possible by the combined resources of CBS Radio and this station. For top entertainment, for the very latest news, remember, a sound difference makes the different sound that's yours whenever you're tuned to this CBS radio station.
Aunt Martha did what, Aunt Effie?
Don't talk so loud, dear. She just ran upstairs to get a handkerchief. I wouldn't want her to know I told you because she's very upset.
About what?
Well, 31 years ago when she married Ralph, she never told him she was 7 months older than he was.
7 months?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's 7 months?
Well, she didn't want him to know. So, she cut the pages out of the front of the family Bible.
She cut them out?
Yes. She never told anybody. But I've always suspected it was Martha.
Well, what was on the pages she cut out?
Well, all our births were listed. Signed to the doctor and our baptisms, which were signed to the minister. All these years, Martha has had them hidden behind a brick in the chimney back home.
Oh, what a love of
mine. Well, I'm going home in a couple of weeks to help with the spring house clean, and I'll get them back.
Oh, you women. And have you made all this fuss, Aunt Effie, just to protect Aunt Martha?
I certainly have not. And all I can say is, the State Department had better keep my information confidential.
Oh, boy, well, don't worry.
Oh, don't worry now, Aunt Effie.
Well,
don't worry about that now.
I'm going to check the potatoes. Time we had dinner.
Don't worry about that now.
I'll check you those two, huh? Oh, my gosh.
What's the matter?
Where's my passport? I just thought of something.
What's the matter?
Where is it?
Yeah. Top your desk. What's the matter?
Yep. Just as I thought. Look,
what? Date
of birth listed right on the passport. And
oh,
if he won't like that, there it is for anybody to see.
Oh, well, now, don't worry. One good thing, she'll hang on to her passport. She won't lose that in Europe, dear.
Oh, boy, I'll see.
One minute.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton and Kathleen Commages, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Joe Hawkins, thank you.